This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have kind of aired your frustration at why more doctors aren't speaking out. If everybody wants to know the science and everybody wants to know the facts on whether it comes to masks or whether it comes to COVID or lockdowns and kids going back to school, why don't we see more doctors making more noise? All right. Well, you have a lot of doctors that, are intimidated by the camera. You know, some get really, really nervous about being in front of the camera, you know, because they're worried that their hair might not be brushed or they may still have granola in their teeth, you know, or they might not have done their upper lip wax. And so you have some people that, you know, really worry about that. And you have people like me that don't. I'm like, this is how I look. This is how I roll. All right. This is how I be. And, I will use evidence-based medicine. I will teach you guys what I'm taught. I will give you guys my opinion, and I will do what I think is keeping you guys safe. So, if you're mad at me about, supporting the mask mandate or supporting my governor or supporting the social distancing, it's because I have to do benefits versus risks. But, again, I will explain to you where my thought process is. I've been wearing masks since day one. I kind of like having the mask around. I just do. I think the average mask people are wearing is bullcrap, and dirty, but I've made my point clear on masks. Well, apparently a doctor got canned, from what we're being told, in California, because he was questioning the lockdown necessity. And Dr. Michael Dubois Blanc was apparently removed from his post as trauma medical director for John Muir Health after writing a letter to health officials in Contra Costa County, California, that questioned the effectiveness of the country's lockdown measures. Now, he was interviewed on Fox News, and apparently a group of parents asked him to write the letter because they went to a doctor for some help and guidance on, can the kids go back to school? And so he had said that all the data that he's aware of, looking at children and the virus, shows it's safe. He says there are many other states now that have months of track record showing it's safe for the kids to go back to school, and the state of California, the county, is just not making that possible. So it's unclear who got ticked off with the letter, why he lost his position, if he lost his position for that or there was something else, but apparently he got removed. John Muir Health released a statement to NBC Bay Area in response to his firing, said the doctor is employed through an outside contract. After careful consideration, John Muir Health is not continuing with Dr. Dubois Blanc in that position. So some of you have asked me, are doctors silenced? Are we, okay, the average doctor, you can't really silence them. I mean, we have taken an oath. We have sworn an oath to protect the patient. So if we think a vaccine is going to protect the patient, we're going to tell you. If we think you having guns in the home need to be locked up in a gun safe, we're going to tell you. I mean, we take an oath to protect the patient. If you tell us you don't want your husband or wife or spouse or partner knowing what you and I talk about, my oath is to you. It doesn't matter what your partner says, tell me if they're taking that blood pressure medicine or tell me if there's HIPAA. So we doctors are confined by our oath, by our laws, by our medical licensing, you know, to follow the, follow the rules and not, blow up somebody's privacy, not steer them in the wrong direction. Like if a doctor was out there saying, look, I think this polio vaccine is going to kill your child, the medical licensing board is going to have a problem with that physician. You know, if you have a physician who is a board-certified MD or DO saying, I am going to cure you by waving a magic wand, there's regulations to, help prevent people from, being under the guise of, the care of somebody under the guise of, oh, yeah, we are MD or DO or, ND or chiropractic or whatever, board-certified, and we're, I'm going to tell you what I want to do. However, when a doctor starts to lose their job for advocating for parents and citing what the American Academy of Pediatrics has said about kids going back to school, now when you see something like this, yeah, doctors get a little bit edgy because we are being told, we are given journal after journal. We are given updates by the American Academy of Pediatrics or the AAFP or the AMA. And if he is reiterating what the American Academy of Pediatrics is, and his medical industry doesn't have his back because they have to choose between Governor Newsom and the medical industry, where is a doctor allowed to stand to speak for their patients? Already there's a growing consensus. Now, mind you, I've on air said in my neck of the woods, we probably have to wait with kids going back to school temporarily until we get our acts together with, in terms of having hospital beds for the teachers and having the vaccine. And from what I'm seeing, it's really difficult for a kid to start school and then a week later have to go back home because they all have to quarantine. So I had said, until we have our poop together, it's probably a little safer to keep them out until, we can ensure that the teachers aren't going to call out because they have COVID. You can't have kids in a school if the teachers don't want to come back. And so, we've had a lot of teachers say, I can't go back. I have a mom I have to take care of. I can't go back and get COVID. So, to me, it was more of a logistic thing, which is why I on air had said, I believe it was News 3 or News 13, I had said, look, if the teachers aren't ready, you can't force students in a room with no teachers. But a doctor advocating for parents, right, citing the American Academy of Pediatrics getting fired, that is a silencing. And I'd like to get a little bit more information on what the hell happened, because we doctors are supposed to go by what our, fellows and our medical heads tell us. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, no more.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got some news out of New York. Actually, we got a lot of news coming out of New York. It's kind of interesting what's going on there. Very interesting. Sheriffs, Bills game. Vaccine side effect. Let's just for a few minutes talk about what's happening in New York. So, we're being told that a worker got a pretty severe, significant, quote-unquote significant reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine. The worker is now stable. You know, luckily nobody has died from the vaccine so far, thank God. But it does make us nervous when somebody has a severe reaction. It's a healthcare worker. We don't know if they received Well, at first, we were told they weren't sure if it was the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. Fox News is saying it was the Pfizer vaccine. The worker has been stable. But the New York City Health Department has said in a statement that with more than 30,000 COVID-19 vaccinations administered in New York City, we have received a single report of a serious adverse event in a healthcare worker. They don't know how long after vaccine the reaction occurred. Most of these reactions appear to happen within 10 minutes. We're not really getting a lot of information on this, but, you know, at least they're stable. And we have, you know, when they talk about six cases throughout the United States, I think that's an underestimation. Might be six severe cases where people might have had to be hospitalized, but, you know, you do have people that have either the dizziness or the heart rate changes or the difficulty breathing or the, you know, lightheadedness. And so, you know, they are investigating it. And again, 1 in 30,000 in medicine, that's not a bad number. You know, we're going to have a lot of frustrated, confused people, spectators, watching the vaccine rollout, going, what the heck are you guys doing if people are having adverse reactions? And the reason why is we've never given thousands upon thousands or millions of people something at once. Usually when we start a blood pressure medicine, you know, or we, you know, give a flu vaccine or whatever, it's over months. Flu vaccines came out in September. People are still getting their flu shot. So it's over a few month period. And if the media doesn't cover an adverse reaction, they don't cover an adverse reaction. But, and you also don't have as many people getting the flu vaccine as they're going to get with the Pfizer vaccine because half the country doesn't get the flu vaccine. So with the Pfizer, with the COVID vaccine, there's, you know, a lot more push. There might even be mandates from employers, possibly mandates from airlines, etc. So don't be surprised if you see these reactions, and the U.S. is going to have to, you know, investigate it. So according to the New York City Health Department, they said the City Health Department is closely tracking reports of more severe side effects in collaboration with the CDC, and this is the first serious adverse event we have encountered in New York City. Now, they said if you have ever had a severe allergic reaction to any ingredient in a COVID-19 vaccine, the CDC recommends that you should not get the specific vaccine. Now, we talked about the ingredients, the lipid panel, the potassium, the sucrose, the glycol, the PEG, the polyethylene glycol, I believe. I mean, if you don't know if you're allergic to it, that's the problem. The average person has no idea if they're allergic to those, you know, ingredients. They said the CDC recommends that people with a history of severe allergies, of severe allergic reactions not related to vaccines or injectable medications, like allergies to food, pet, venom, environmental, or latex, can still get vaccinated. They said people with a history of allergies to oral medications or family history of severe allergic reactions or who might have had a milder allergy to vaccines may also still get vaccinated. So they have reversed. If you've had, because originally, remember the CDC said, look, if you guys have had a bad reaction to anything, hold off. They've reversed that. And the reason why they've reversed it is people with penicillin allergies and sulfa allergies, et cetera, have been able to get the vaccine. The problem is we still want to know, when bad things happen, it usually happens to me. So I, you know, if there's going to be a one-off, or if there's going to be, you know, something that's not, doesn't go the way of the textbook, it's going to be me. So we do hear that not only is the UK and multiple countries, you know, taking a look at, you know, what's going on with the new variant strain, et cetera, which, by the way, I think now there's a second mutant strain that was picked up in the UK. The US is going to be very thoroughly investigating why several people had an allergic reaction. Alkis Togias, an official with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNBC that several hundred people who have had a history of severe allergic reactions will be involved in a study. He said, we are a little bit concerned that people who have had a lot of allergies, who have had reactions like this to all kinds of things, not just vaccines, may be afraid to get vaccinated now. We just don't want that to happen. We want to find a way for them to get vaccinated. So his department is going to lead the study. I believe the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is the same place that Dr. Fauci comes from. And Dr. Togias is going to lead the study, and or his department, and the researchers hope to begin in a few weeks. They're also going to have to look at Moderna because, you know, since Pfizer was the first shot to roll out, most of the reactions we heard in that first week was Pfizer. So researchers at the NIAID, an agency within the National Institutes of Health, became interested when people were developing some anaphylaxis, especially a clinician in Alaska who suffered anaphylactic symptoms. So we don't know if it's the messenger RNA, if it's the technology, if it's the adjuvants. So, you know, only 10 to 15% of volunteers had side effects, they said, according to the studies. So they didn't really see a lot of severe reactions. So they're going to look at it, which I think they should. In the meantime, the New York mass vaccination apparently has had some hitches. Apparently we're being told that New York's mass vaccination plans are shelved because Governor Cuomo might be taking a different path. So counties that have been planning for mass vaccination, training, preparing it, getting ready to go, I believe, are on pause until they hear what the governor wants to do. Apparently, interviews, according to the Times Union, with multiple county officials over the past week confirmed that many are unclear why the governor's administration has not activated the county-by-county system, which is a plan that included recent practice sessions in which members of the public received regular flu vaccines at drive-through sites. So they, Cameron Sagan, spokesperson for the county, said Albany County has developed and submitted our mass vaccination and distribution strategy to the state. However, we are still waiting to hear back from them on what the final plan would be. So many of their vaccination hub coordinators include the hospitals, like University of Rochester, Catholic Health System, United Health Services. So I guess, you know, this is where, you know, the healthcare industry is ready to go, and everybody's waiting for the politicians. So what are the politicians doing? Well, Governor Cuomo has apparently taken a, you know, interest in what happens at a Buffalo Bills game next month. The Bills have been doing very, very well this season. And Cuomo said he is considering letting 6,700 fans into the stadium next month. They're going to be tested for COVID upon entry. Contact tracing will be done afterwards. Bill Stadium can hold 71,000 people. They are going to spread the 6,700 fans out. It's in Western New York. Western New York has a test positivity rate of 6.9% currently. New York City is less at 4.9%, but then again, they've had some severe lockdowns. Manhattan even lower at 2.6%. Cuomo right now is not allowing indoor dining, even at 25% capacity, because he claims the transmission rate is high. However, he said he wanted to go to the Bills game next month. Well, this is being reported by Daily Mail. So if Governor Cuomo wants to go to a Bills game, he's going to try to make that happen. Meanwhile, all these restaurants are going out of business and all these people are out of jobs. So he appointed Kim Pegula, who owns the Bills, with her husband Terry, to be part of the reopening advisory. Now, he has also demanded a ban on British flights to the U.S. over the new mutant COVID strain. And he says it's likely already in the U.S. I believe so, too. I wouldn't be surprised if the new mutant strain that's highly infectious but not necessarily deadly or is in the U.S. So if Cuomo wants to go to a Bills game, I guess the Bills might get to have some fans. Now, what's happening in New York City? Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio says that he is going to send sheriff deputies to the home or hotel of every traveler from the UK to ensure they quarantine, or they will be fined $1,000 for each day they violate the order. All right, last thing we need is war with the UK right now. So New York City is going to ramp up their efforts because now if you're from the UK, you are taboo. And if they don't comply with the state's mandatory quarantine order, sheriffs are going to come to the door. Now, this UK mutant strain is supposedly 70% more transmissible, not necessarily more deadly, but it seems to be outsmarting, you know, some of the latest measures and social distancing and masks, we believe. So sheriff's deputies, so all international travelers to New York City are going to have to receive a Department of Health commissioner's order to quarantine, and then deputies will visit travelers. In violation, you get slapped with a $1,000 fine. I don't believe UK travelers can go to the Bills game next month. Can somebody explain what the hell is going on? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
To wish me greeting once again. What will be singing
that I'm alive.
Silver
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady wish the nation a very Merry Christmas, the two releasing a video message in celebration of the holiday. In a video message, the president touting the rollout of a coronavirus vaccine.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the United States in December, if you are heading to see family and friends later today, Dr. Ashish Jha reminds you,
try not to spend too much time with people who are high risk, again, because we don't want people getting infected and sick. Keep the gatherings pretty small. In many parts of the country, doing it outdoors is going to be very, very hard. I understand that, especially with that storm coming. Really try to spend as little time indoors together as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That's what you'll be saying if you head off to grandmother's house today. Arctic air bringing bitter cold to parts of the east and south this Christmas Day. High winds and possible flooding are a threat in some areas as well. In the upper Midwest, you're waking up to temperatures in the single digits. Meanwhile, Atlanta is a very chilly 27 degrees. Also in that Great Lakes region, there is a chance for lake effect snow or a mix of rain and snow. Pope Francis celebrated Christmas Eve service in Rome with coronavirus restrictions in place.
Dio sta in una mangiatoia, come a ricordarci che per vivere abbiamo bisogno di Lui, come del pane da mangiare.
Pope Francis gave a homily about love and taking care of others. He said the greatest joy in life is the birth of a child. Midnight Mass starting earlier this year due to a 10 p.m. curfew. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the brave in all the land.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so don't get mad. Don't get mad, guys. Look, there's always a silver lining. Everybody calm down. Okay, so a lot of people are getting their panties all up in a bunch, and understandably so, because in New York, with lockdown measures, with Mayor Bill de Blasio sending sheriffs to people coming from the UK, if they violate quarantine, they get a $1,000 fine. Amongst all this, Governor Cuomo has revealed that he really wants to go to a Bills game. He wants to go to a Bills game, okay? Now, these guys, they love their football. I love my football. Away to my heart, It was one is chocolate and maybe a good piece of steak. But a real way to my heart is football. Right? If you let me watch my football on Sunday, maybe on Monday night, maybe on Thursday night, I'm a happy girl. I'm good. I love my football. And people are ticked, but maybe they shouldn't be. Again, guys, this is all strategy. People are upset because Governor Cuomo says he wants to go to a Bills game and is going to... Now, you know, the Bills are first at AFC East. So, I mean, Bills are in the playoffs. Steelers, Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, there's... Bills have done pretty, pretty well this season. And it's going to be a home game. I don't know if it's going to be the third. I don't know which home game this is going to happen in. But Governor Cuomo wants to allow, and we just spoke about this, a home game where 6,700 fans can come into the stadium. They will be tested for COVID before they enter the stadium. So my guess is a rapid test. They're going to do contact tracing. Now, we just spoke about this. And, guys, there's a silver lining to this, okay? You know, way to a man's heart, to his belly, maybe it's to football. With all the lockdowns and with everything going on, we are seeing some movement when it comes to football. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, I don't like football, and I don't watch football anymore, and I don't. Okay, I do. This isn't so much about football. It's about getting a governor to budge. Okay? I believe the owners of the Bills are also on the reopening advisory board and all that. And so I know people are upset because there are restaurants closed and there are people just losing business and, you know, losing. It's a disaster what's going on in New York. Governor Cuomo has even admitted that they're going to need to tax more or they need rich people to come back. I mean, you know, New York is in trouble. But we're seeing some movement. And if it takes football to flip and save the state and then maybe save the country, I'm all for it. So this plan to get Governor Cuomo to get to watch his, you know, home football game now that the Bills are, you know, doing well and it's going to be the playoffs, if that is going to allow a test case of seeing what happens if you test somebody before they go into the stadium, you have them social distance, and then you contact trace to see if they get COVID, maybe, and I hope to high heaven, this will project for businesses in New York to be able to reopen. Now, I know you guys are thinking I'm optimistic. You guys are thinking this is all about he just wants to see a game, he's making it work under the guise of an experiment, and then, no, we need him to go to this game. We need Cuomo at a football game. If you want your restaurant to open up in Idaho or Iowa, if you want your concert venue to open up, if you want your casino to open up, we need Governor Cuomo to be at a football game. I will drive him myself. I think he'd be a cool guy to talk to. I kind of like his, you know, he's got an attitude. He's kind of tough guy or whatever. I would chauffeur him to this game because if you could get the optics, if you could get the sound bite, the video, if you could get the footage of him being at a football game in New York, it's going to be very, very hard to justify causing all these people to lose their lifelong careers and their lifelong income. I am thrilled by this. And again, this has nothing to do with the football. If he said he wanted to see Hamilton, again, I would drive him there. I would sing it myself if I had to, right? You know? What did I miss? I would sing it myself because I'd be like, get this guy into a venue. Get the pictures, get everything you need, because remember, the lawsuits are going to start coming. I mean, if they haven't already. People want to sue. And people want to say, you guys closed us down inappropriately. You guys claimed that we couldn't work all these months because of COVID. So if the Bills are playing in a playoff game, and it is during the peak flu season and peak COVID season, and you have Governor Cuomo there, you know, eating popcorn, having a beer, eating a hot dog, enjoying the game, and we see that it wasn't the big death trap that everybody claimed it was going to be, maybe we'll get to start to reopen in Arizona, in California, in Nevada. So I know you guys are ticked, but what I would do is just bite your tongue and let this thing happen. Let him get into a stadium let it, you know. Now, do I think that 6,700 fans are going to be, you know, be hurt? Are they going to get COVID, et cetera? Well, they're not going to be vaccinated because the average person is not going to be able to get the vaccine in January. They're still making more doses and they still have to distribute them. And so the people going there wouldn't. But it is going to be very interesting to see if rapid testing is going to be the way to get places to reopen. Now, mind you, a rapid test is not like a pregnancy test where in a few minutes you know if you're positive or negative. Lord have mercy if I take plenty of pregnancy tests. In fact, when I was pregnant, it was negative. And I, you know, I was like, oh, I'm still negative. And then I had left it on the counter, right, on a paper towel. And I go in there hours later, and I see the plus. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Oh, and I had just done a workout, and I had just gone running. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm pregnant. You know, so I was all excited. I tell, you know, my doctor. I call my doctor. She's like, you haven't even missed your period yet. What are you doing testing yourself? I go, I'm pregnant. She's like, I'll see you in a few weeks, okay? So it was good, and it worked out. But the rapid test takes 20, 30 minutes. So this is really going to be interesting how this is going to pan out. You're going to have 6,700 people. They're going to have to take a test. They're going to have to social distance. They're going to have to wait. They're going to have to get the results and be turned away. If they are coming with their spouse or with their kids, then does the whole family have to go? So if they want 6,700 fans, are they going to basically have to have 20,000 people come to test because they're going to be turning away people and families if somebody's positive? It's going to be very interesting to see how this works. I am dying to see it happen. I want this to happen. Because if we find out that they can do this and people can flip and go to a football game again, then you know what? We could go to a movie theater again. Okay? We could do indoor dining. Okay? We could have a picnic. We don't have to have fines. We could paddleboard. I mean, pickleball has been saved. Throughout the country, people have been able to pickleball, right? But you know what? I don't pickleball, okay? I watch football. That's me. Now, somebody might say, well, why isn't anybody studying what's going on in Texas? Dallas has allowed fans. I mean, many of these places, there's been fans. Why, you know, can somebody test that? It's got to be one of the states where they are stricter than strict. So, but here's the problem. There is a lot of logistics. And if the average person is positive for COVID and is positive for weeks, the next question I have, which many of us have, is how long will you be positive for on a rapid test? If you had COVID a month ago or two ago, are you still going to be positive on a rapid test? We're seeing that people are positive for weeks. We saw George Floyd positive 5 weeks later for COVID. Doubt it was a second infection. So he was positive twice, six weeks apart. So, you know, we are going to have to talk about, we're going to have to be looking at COVID virgins going to this game. Trust me, I think there will be. There's tons of Bills fans out there. But by the way, it's cold. I mean, it's cold. It's going to be a real interesting undertaking. But you know what? I would rather see some movement. You know, please, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's get some movement so we get some of these restaurants and some of these other businesses open. So make this happen. Everybody lay low, but your tongue. I want to see Cuomo in a stadium. We need that. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are hearing that for those people coming to Vegas for New Year's Eve, the Fremont Street Experience, which is in the downtown Las Vegas, the older part of Las Vegas Strip, pretty cool area, you'll have to purchase a ticket, $25 security fee. The fee could be paid online or purchased through the Slotzilla office. And all the hotel properties on Fremont Street Experience. So after 6 p.m. on December 31st, wristbands can be purchased at all gates in addition to online Slotzilla and all hotel properties. Those staying at a hotel in downtown Las Vegas will receive a wristband that provides access to the area, access to the mall area. The Fremont Street starts at 6 p.m. Attendees with a wristband will be able to enter neighboring hotel and casinos. So New Year's Eve at about 5 p.m. in Vegas, Fremont Street Experience will clear the mall, close for a security suite. The area will reopen at 6 p.m. for guests. 1 hour to clear the whole area. That's pretty damn good. That's wow. And I got to tell you, our police and security are on it. And apparently due to COVID-19 restrictions mandated by the state, there will not be any live entertainment or brands in the mall, or bands, I'm sorry, bands. It's according to Fox 5 News. And among other safety measures, Fremont State Experience states that everyone will need to wear a mask at all times and practice 6 feet of social distancing. I don't know if you've ever seen New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. Oh, it's amazing. You're kind of stuck on the strip, though. You know, you can't really take your car in or out, you know, because they don't want people getting run over. And they don't want, you know, lorries running people over like we saw in Germany and stuff. And, or big trucks. And hard to go to the bathroom. But, I mean, it usually is packed people to people standing outside in the cold at risk of getting hypothermia. People drinking, and they're waiting for hours to see the fireworks. Well, there's not going to be fireworks except at one hotel. On the strip. And so people still want to be out there and, you know, have fun. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with the masks and all that. You know, Las Vegas is always on the lookout for terrorist attacks and making sure that, you know, we don't, you know, have people get injured. I've felt very, very safe on the strip with New Year's. I don't go because I don't want to freeze my tushy off. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. So we're going to definitely talk more next week about New Year's festivities. So got to talk about Christmas, guys. We got Christmas coming up. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, it's been a rough year, and we're really, really blessed to be able to, you know, for those of us still alive and here, able to make it to this Christmas season. Unfortunately, though, we got to watch out for the Christmas coronary. A study back in 2004 found a 5% increase in heart attacks during the Christmas season. A 5% increase. Then in 2018, a study published in the British Medical Journal found Christmas Eve, especially 10 p.m., to be the most risky for those who are prone to heart disease. Why? All right, well, yeah, I wrote a little article on this. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. It's cold. And the cold has been associated with heart stress. So cold weather can cause your blood vessels to constrict, cause extra work for the heart, could cause less oxygen to reach vital organs. Snow shoveling has been infamous for inciting heart attacks because people have to shovel snow. It's a lot of work, so if they haven't really done a lot of activity and then all of a sudden they have to be out there for hours in the cold shoveling snow, not too safe. The heart demands extra blood because of the increase in activity. Cold restricts blood flow, so not good. Plus, Christmas time, you know, we didn't really have a lot of office parties. Usually I talk about the office holiday party and how not to get in trouble, you know, with hitting on the boss or sleeping with somebody or talking bad about somebody because you've been drinking. But they're still going to be drinking. And alcohol in excessive amounts could put stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, worsening diabetes, causing abnormal heart rhythms. It also could interfere with the metabolism of some of your medications. So if you're on a diabetic medication or a blood pressure medication or a high cholesterol medication, you know, it could interfere with them working at their best. Then, and I've told you guys this time again, the doctor might not be in the house. Is there a doctor in the house? Probably not. A lot of doctors are taking a break. I have not taken a day off since I went on vacation at the end of June in 2019. I did go on vacation Christmas week last year, but I worked and saw patients. I saw 80 patients one day. I just, from 5 a.m. till midnight, was seeing patients online. It was so busy last year. And now that we know why, probably because of COVID. And so the average doctor is like, you know what, I'm out. I got to take a break. So if you forgot to refill your medication, you might go 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks without, you know, getting care. Now, many telemedicine companies like MDLive open over the holidays. America Well, and I'm going to see patients over the holidays. I'm going to leave for a few days, but I'm going to be in the hotel, and I'm a workaholic, so, you know, I'm not taking any days off. I'm still working, but you got to make sure that you pack everything you need for your holiday trip without anticipating delays. If you think you're going to be on a flight and you're going to be stuck for a few hours, or if you think you're going to be stuck and having to quarantine, you got to make sure you get your medication and you have enough of it. And then, of course, the stress can put us at risk for a Christmas coronary. Holiday travel isn't easy. You got the delays, the long lines, the cold, the traffic, family. You know, hanging out with the in-laws sometimes isn't the easiest thing. We've talked about how to cope with the in-laws. You know, you gotta, make sure you kind of have, you can pretend that you have to work virtually. You can pretend you have diarrhea. But, you know, staying at the in-laws is not very, very easy. Now, many, Christmas plans have been changed because of COVID. But for those people that don't really like family and they still have to hang out with them, that could be stress. So, how do you prevent heart disease? Well, first, you gotta know if you have risk factors for it. So if you have a personal history of heart disease, if you've ever had a heart attack, you're at risk. Right? If there's a family history of heart disease, if you've had blood pressure, if you've high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, obesity, inactivity, if you're a male over 40, females, they used to say over 50, but now postmenopausal, if you have a high stress life, like I think most of us do, you can be at risk. Even short stature can be a potential risk factor. So, if you are at high risk for heart disease, make sure you kind of get an exam, have somebody take a look at you. Then reduce your risk by maintaining your blood pressure, your blood sugar, make sure your cholesterol is down, reduce your stress, eat a balanced diet, food rich in potassium like fruits and vegetables, quit smoking, stay active, maintain a healthy weight, avoid getting sick with flu and COVID because that doesn't help the heart. So make sure you check on your prescriptions if you're running low. Pack prescriptions in 2 different bottles. We talked about this. If you're going to fly, have some of your medicines with you in your carry-on, some in the luggage. Try to get sick. Get your flu shot, your pneumonia shot. If you could get the COVID vaccine, probably not going to get it this week, but, try to do that. Another thing, too, some of you guys are telling me that you're kind of feeling ill, but you're not having COVID. Well, it could also be your Christmas tree. Remember we talked about how a lot of Christmas trees have needles and barks that have mold and allergy-producing spores and things like that? There's aphids, mites, bark beetles, even little spiders on your Christmas tree. So if you are having any wheezing or coughing or chest pain or fatigue or rash or watery eyes, itchy throat, nasal itching or whatever, it could be because the mold or the pollen on the tree. Now, you've already decorated it, so we can't really hose it down, but maybe get an air purifier in there. Maybe when Christmas ends, get the tree out. I like to keep all the decorations, well into February if I can, but if you've been kind of sneezing like that for about a month or two, remove the tree and see what happens. And if you do suffer from allergies or asthma, you might want to make sure that, tree decorating or taking down the tree is kind of delegated to somebody else. And if you think it's an issue now, you can always put the tree outside. Our Christmas trees could be anywhere we want. I love Christmas trees. I want one in the studio. So I hope that guy, that helps. When it comes to, this week, and, I'm going to be, off air for the next couple days. Woohoo, yay, I know. Maybe your stress will go down because you don't have to hear about, football and COVID and governors and lockdowns and shutdowns. Just remember, you made it to this Christmas. You're allowed to celebrate Christmas. Do it safely. Have the mask on and try to social distance. But, I don't think Christmas should be canceled by any means. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.